U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder is visiting Ferguson, Missouri today, where the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown has stirred days of unrest. Former radio rookie Jesus Gonzalez also visited Ferguson, driving there with several friends last Friday to show solidarity with demonstrators. He also spent time with Michael Brown's family. Welcome back to WNYC, Jesus.
Thanks for having me.
So you arrive in Ferguson after this 17-hour drive. How did you know where to go?
There were six of us in a van. We left on Friday morning at around 1 a.m. A friend of ours, Charlie, went to school with Mike's cousin, and so we went directly to Mike Brown's family's house. And the reception was so warm, and they were so happy that we drove all the way out from New York to come in solidarity with their family and with the protesters.
How are they handling this?
What was interesting to see is that they're in mourning. I thought that they'll be on the streets, ready to go right then and there. They have hit the streets, but it's not the same. It wasn't the same tone. It really grounded us. We knew that there was going to be like high energy on Florissant Ave, where all the protests was taking place. But we arrived to prayer. We arrived to folks who are mourning, a family that invited us to dinner the next day, and left us with prayer, wishing us like well and safety.
There's been a lot of comparison between what's been happening in Ferguson and the unrest there versus the relative calm here in New York City over Eric Garner in Staten Island.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a rally this Saturday on
yes.
Staten Island organized by the National Action Network, Reverend mm-hmm. Al Sharpton's group. Are you going to participate? And if so, what lessons learned from your experience with the Brown family in Ferguson, what are you going to bring from that to Saturday's protest?
Thousands of people will take the streets this Saturday. Some will be with the Reverend Al Sharpton. Some are just folks who are genuinely concerned about police accountability as an issue across the board. And that's a testament that this is a real issue in New York, is a real issue in Ferguson.
When our producer talked to you earlier, you said you were struck by the emotion and intimacy between protesters in Ferguson. You mentioned that a lot of hugging going
yes.
on, a lot of real raw feelings being shared. And you feel that that's missing in New York City's activist community?
I don't want to undermine what's happening in New York. It's just something that I can't... It's hard to really get my head around what I experienced. But when I arrived, after visiting Mike Brown's family, which got us grounded, we show up and it's Friday night and it was a celebration. Really just a celebration. People on the streets, hands up, don't shoot. Like, you can just join. There wasn't like one march. There were many marches on the same avenue. We pulled out a radio and these break dancers started breakdancing. And this is what it was. Just a community celebration for Mike Brown. And it's cool to protest. Like, the same young people who are listening to Jay-Z and Lil Wayne are shouting, no justice, no peace. Mm. And hands up, don't shoot. And it's just such an interesting thing to witness, is so much passion, and is literally rooted in love for their community. And their resistance is like bigger than Mike Brown. It's about dignity and respect from law enforcement and from the state.
Jesus Gonzalez is a community organizer and activist at Make the Road New York. Thank you so much for sharing your experiences with us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Amy.
This is WNYC.